The following meditation is called Compassionate Body Scan. It is part of the Mindful Self-Compassion program developed by Christopher Germer and Kristen Neff. During the following meditation, I invite you to bring kind awareness to your body. So if you're feeling generally quite well and happy within your body today, then I invite you to maybe focus the meditation more on bringing appreciation and gratitude to your body. Should you be struggling with some illness or with pain, or be feeling somewhat unhappy with your body right now, you might want to focus the meditation slightly more on bringing kindness and care and friendliness to your body and yourself. So to begin with, find a comfortable position. Normally the body scan is practiced lying down on a mat. You can also practice it sitting up in a meditation posture or sitting on a chair. So just taking your time to really settle into a comfortable position. If you're lying down, then letting your feet be shoulder width apart, making sure you're comfortable and warm for the duration of this meditation, which will last around 35 minutes. And once you've settled into a comfortable position, taking three deep and relaxing breaths. Letting any tension drain away on the out breath. And then taking a moment to feel the contact of your body with the floor, with the mat, with the chair. Enjoying the feeling of being held and supported. Allowing yourself fully to come to rest. And then if you like, placing a hand over your heart or on another part of your body where you experience touch as something soothing or supportive. And taking a moment to feel the intention of that gesture, the warmth of your hand. Maybe offering yourself a little smile and setting the intention for this practice today to bring some kindness, some affection to this precious, if imperfect, body of yours. which we often neglect. And as I guide you through the different parts of our bodies, you are invited to incline towards each part, much like you would incline toward a young child or a beloved pet. And if any judgments or unpleasant emotions come up that you find very tricky, please give yourself permission to move on to another part of the body. And if it's bearable to stay with the difficult experience, then maybe actively placing a hand on the part of your body that is experiencing the discomfort. And maybe imagining that there is warmth and kindness flowing through your hand into your body, as if you're offering yourself like a caress or a massage. So you can actually place a hand there, or simply imagine that you're placing a hand on that part of the body that is experiencing some discomfort. Then beginning by turning your attention to your left foot and the toes on your left foot. What sensations do you notice in the toes of your left foot right now? Sensing one after the other. Are they warm or cool, dry or moist? Can you feel them at all? It's also okay if you don't feel anything. It's just the intention of turning towards that part of the body that counts. So whatever you're feeling in your left toes, allowing the sensations to be exactly as they are. And then slowly moving your attention to the sole of the left foot. Do you notice there right now? Lightness or heaviness, warmth, coolness, tingling, numbness. Allowing the sensations to be exactly as they are. Maybe taking a moment to appreciate the small surface area of your left foot, which bears your weight, which works very hard for you every day without you noticing. So maybe offering a smile of appreciation to your left foot. And if there's any discomfort, maybe offering it a mental massage. And then gently moving up into the left foot, the back of the left foot, and the heel. Noticing all the sensations the best you can. Exploring with curiosity. And bringing affectionate awareness to your whole left foot. Offering some appreciation or compassion if there's pain. And then slowly moving up into the left ankle, what can you sense in there now? Inside and outside the ankle. Making space for whatever you're experiencing. Maybe appreciating this joint that helps us move about. And maybe offering some soothing or comfort for any pain that you might be feeling there right now. And if your mind wanders off, maybe into memories or stories about what's happened in the past, then gently guiding yourself back to just feeling the sensations in your left ankle right now. And slowly moving up into the left lower leg, exploring the sensations in the calf, shin, maybe pulsation, lightness, heaviness, contact with the floor. Allowing all sensations to be just as they are, just for now, pleasant or unpleasant. And showering the lower left leg with affection. Maybe imagining there's some pleasant sunshine shining on this lower left leg. Gently warming it. Soothing any discomfort. And maybe appreciating all the hard work it does for us. up into your left knee. What sensations can you notice in your left knee right now? Exploring with a friendly awareness. Coming back to simply feeling the sensations in your left knee right now. Making space to let the sensations be just as they are. Maybe offering your knee an inner smile of appreciation for working so hard every time you bend or turn. Or move quickly. And maybe soothing any pain you might be feeling in your knee right now. Offering your knee some affectionate awareness. And then moving your attention upward into your left thigh. Noticing the contact, the chair or the mat. Noticing the sensations inside and outside. Again, offering your left thigh some affectionate awareness. Soothing any discomfort of sore muscles. Or offering yourself some comfort and kindness for maybe being having judgments about certain body parts. Maybe by saying to yourself, may I begin to accept myself as I am. Or may I be kind to myself. May I begin to be kinder to myself. And then expanding your awareness to feel your whole left leg. Bringing affectionate awareness, pleasant sunlight to your left leg. And then moving your attention to your right leg and your right foot, beginning with the right toes. What sensations do you notice in your toes on the right foot right now? Then moving into the sole of your right foot. Exploring curiously. And then into the back of the right foot. And the heel. See if you can allow all the sensations to be just as they are, just for now. And offer your right foot in a smile of recognition. All the hard work it's been doing all your life. To help you move about, carrying your weight. These small surface areas working so hard on our behalf. And if there's any discomfort, maybe offering your right foot a massage mentally. Or soothing the discomfort in whatever way feels right for you. And then moving up into your ankle on the right leg, exploring the sensations inside and outside. And appreciating this delicate, important joint and the work it does for us. It's soothing any discomfort. Or maybe soothing yourself, or maybe suffering from pain or injury in this place. And slowly moving your attention into your right lower leg. What can you feel in your right lower leg right now? Calf, shin. And bringing an affectionate awareness. A warmth of sunlight to your right lower leg. Offering it a smile of recognition and soothing any discomfort. to your right knee. What sensations do you notice in your right knee right now? See if you can make space for the sensations, letting go of the wish for them to be any different, just for now. And if there's discomfort, soothing the discomfort in some way. Maybe placing something cooling or warming on your knee, something healing, offering yourself some comfort for maybe feeling pain in your knee. And if you don't feel any pain, maybe appreciating how this joint works for you so marvelously without you noticing. Offering your right knee some appreciation. And then slowly moving into your right thigh. Exploring the sensations inside and outside. All the while offering a affectionate awareness the best you can. Letting the warm sunlight shine on your right thigh. And then expanding your awareness to feel your whole right leg and foot. Offering it an inner smile of recognition and, if you like, bathing it in gentle sunlight. And then moving your attention into your pelvic region, feeling the buttocks and the pelvis, inside and outside, taking your time to explore the sensations in this region, giving yourself permission to move to another part of your body should you experience this as uncomfortable, or placing your hand on any area of discomfort, if that's possible. So bringing a friendly curiosity to all the sensations in your pelvic region. See if you can allow the sensations to be just as they are, just for now. Maybe appreciating this region also for the reproductive and digestive organs that we find there. And soothing any discomfort you might be feeling in that region, or that might be associated with judgments or memories to do with that region. Being very gentle with yourself. And then moving up into the belly region. What sensations can you discover there right now? And allowing the sensations to be exactly as they are, just for now. And taking a moment to appreciate the hard work all the organs contained within our belly are doing for us. All the time, without us paying much attention. Digesting, maintaining our metabolism, keeping us alive, digesting our food. So maybe offering your belly some appreciation and maybe soothing any discomfort. Soothing and comforting yourself for maybe having some illness in that region. Maybe by saying something like, "May I be healthy? May I be as healthy as I can be?" May I accept myself as I am? And slowly moving your attention to your chest region. Maybe noticing your breathing or your heartbeat, your lungs expanding, contracting. Inside and outside, sensing all the sensations. Making space for the sensations to be exactly as they are right now. Maybe appreciating our heart and lungs. Keep us alive, keep us nourished, and help us relax. Maybe offering some appreciation to this part of the body and soothing any discomfort, any pain. Soothing yourself, comforting yourself if there's any illness in this part of the body. And then slowly moving attention to your back, beginning with your lower back. What sensations do you notice in your lower back right now? Again, bringing affectionate awareness. This part, appreciating the hard work it does for us in helping us bend and carry and lift things, and maybe soothing any distress you might be feeling in the lower back. You're mentally massaging it or whatever you need. And then slowly, in your own time, moving up the spine, exploring all the sensations and bringing a warm awareness to sensations in your back. Slowly moving up the spine, all the way into your shoulders. Exploring the sensations in your left and right shoulder and in between the shoulders. Offering them an inner smile of appreciation. And maybe if there's tension or pain, a mental massage or something good. And then moving into your arms, starting with the left arm, the upper left arm. The left elbow. The lower arm. The left hand. Fingers and the palm on your left hand. Really bringing affection awareness to your left arm and left hand. Again, soothing any discomfort you might be feeling. Also appreciating what your left arm and left hand do for you. Maybe you're working very hard and diligently. Maybe also sharing love and tenderness and affection with other people, helping others, supporting others. And then moving your attention to the right arm, starting with the upper arm. Warm sunshine for your upper right arm. The elbow. The lower arm. The right hand and fingers. And the palm of the right hand. Offering affectionate, warm awareness. Soothing any discomfort. Maybe appreciating how your right arm and hand work for you. Very hard. And help you to share affection with others. And then moving your attention to your neck and throat. Exploring the sensations inside and outside. And again, making space for the sensations to be exactly as they are just for now. Maybe appreciating your voice, your ability to speak and express, maybe to sing. And appreciating the muscles in the neck for holding up our heavy heads. And if those muscles feel tight and sore, maybe offering them a mental massage. Soothing any discomfort. And then slowly moving into your face. You know, in our face we find all the gateways to the world. Sensory gateways helps us orient us in the world and savor the world. And we also communicate through our face with others. So it works very hard for us on our behalf every day. So maybe bringing some appreciation to your face, starting with your chin. Your mouth. Bringing direction awareness to your cheeks. Your nose. Eyes. Ears. Forehead. Feeling the whole face. And bringing affected awareness to your face. And then moving your attention to the back of the head. Exploring the sensations on the skull, but also inside the skull. Making space for the sensations to be just as they are, just for now. Maybe appreciating our brains, our intellect, and how hard our brains work for us. Every day, processing information, helping us make decisions, figuring things out. Maybe taking a moment to appreciate yourself for some special skills that you have. Soothing any discomfort you might be feeling in your head right now. And then slowly expanding your awareness again to include your whole body, lying or sitting here, head to toe. And then if you like, placing your hand on your heart or another place on your body. And because life in a human body is often stressful, taking a moment to shower this precious, precious human body of yours with affection, maybe imagining it as sunlight gently shining on you. And as you're lying there, maybe becoming aware of all the subtle pulsation and vibration in your body right now. appreciation for how life is flowing through you.